Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're out here at the pub in the Gulch as they have a lot going on. They got awesome food, Irish fare, of course, like corned beef and cabbage and Guinness stew. They got drink specials all day, $7 Jameson and Jameson orange shots, $9 Irish sinker shots, and $13 lucky green cocktail, all in honor of St. Patrick's Day. The SEC tournament's going on up the street at Bridgestone Arena, but down in Huntsville, Alabama, Conference USA tournament, and it was a thrilling one last night as the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee State get the win over Louisiana Tech, 77-75, double overtime. You heard it on 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, and the man on the call, Chip Walters, joins us now. Chip, did you get a nap?
Got a nap, and I just got through with my Joe Dubin pregame meal, which is 7 hard-boiled eggs and a half gallon of chocolate milk. So, ready to go.
So, you'll have a pregame today at 1:30 on 93.3 FM, but a quick turnaround. What a game last night. I was telling Joe earlier that it was on ESPN Plus, so I turned that on, but then I synced it up with your call, so I got to listen to you guys on the Blue Raider Network. What a fun ending. I know it got a little frustrating at times because, as you said on your call, the Blue Raiders had to win that thing 3 or 4 times.
They did. And, you know, you had Justin Buford had a 3-point shot that went in. And after, you know, further review, apparently it was about a tenth of a second late out of his fingers. So that's what sent it to overtime. And I told JB, I guess if he trimmed his fingernails earlier that day, that, you know, it might have been good. But then you had another play at the end of the first overtime where it appeared Middle had gotten a rebound and had been fouled, but there was a jump ball call. And when looking at the video of it, the Louisiana Tech player never touched the ball.
I know.
Chris Luke by his arms. And then at the end, you know, Middle, you know, got the shot to fall. And you know, and it was interesting last night because Esau Mustafa got in foul trouble early, didn't play a ton of minutes, which could pay off for Middle today. But also, Daniel Baccio, who was the big kid for Louisiana Tech and Defensive Player of the Year in the league, he must have rolled an ankle or something, because he came out of the game and never played again. So two big guys who have been such a big part of the success of both of those teams, you know, didn't have a ton to do with the outcome, although Esom did come in the overtimes and ended up with double figures, and I think ended up with like 18 minutes played total in out of 50 and still contributed. But, you know, it was a total team win last night.
It definitely was. And, you know, as I was watching and listening, and, you know, you guys did a tremendous job, you know, talking about the officiating and some of those calls in a professional way. But it does, like, when you see that sometimes, it is mind-boggling of, like, how they can miss some of those things with all the technology we have. And I know Coach McDevitt was having to be pulled back a couple of times because of some of the calls, but ultimately came through and overcame that.
Did, and you know, and this is now the 8th time in 11 years that Middle has made the Conference USA semifinals, and 4 straight years, and, you know, picked up win number 22 last night, and you get to face Jacksonville State, who has the Player of the Year, Jerron Pierre, and you know, Pierre has been a you know, Middle and Jacksonville State split this year. Middle won at home early by 17, and lost on the road by, I think, 15 or 16. So the two teams have split. Both have had the better of each other at different times during the year. But Pierre is a guy who Middle has had they held him to 2 points in the first half in Murfreesboro, and he ended up with 20 in the second half, and he scored 36 in a game down in Jacksonville, Alabama. So he's been kind of a tough nut to crack as far as the scoring column. They've also got a big center who takes up a lot of room. So, you know, now you've got to play on adrenaline today. They're finishing up their scout for today right now, doing a walkthrough in the hotel ballroom with a cork taped down on the carpet, and then they'll be leaving here in about an hour and a half to head to the arena.
Chip Walters is with us. You can hear Chip calling the game today on 93.3. What time is the game, Chip?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Thanks, Chip. 2 o'clock. 1:30 pregame, and in fact, I'm about to head to the arena about the time we hang up to go ahead and get set up for today.
Well, we're going to keep you on the phone for another hour, so you can't head over there just yet.
Chip, you go right ahead. I hung up on you, Joe.
So. You're exactly right. You know, it's funny you talk about, you know, last night I'm thinking, oh, man, it's a double overtime game. They got to play today. But we keep forgetting, these guys are 20, 21, 19 years old. I mean, they live for this. So we talk about them being tired. That, to me, that is the end of their mind, because we talk to these guys, they're like, man, another opportunity, another chance today to move on and win another game. I like the mindset that I hear from the guys going forward. So I just hope, man, they can get it done again today.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's all of us old guys who talk about having to play three games in a span of 50 hours if you're going to win this, the way that the draw was for Middle. But, you know, the guys, they got back to the hotel a little before midnight last night, had a little something to eat. They got them in bed at 12:30 or a little after that, and they were back in at 9:15 this morning to go through the scout. The assistant coaches were up. I know they were up working on the game plan until about 4 a.m. until they, you know, got a little nap and got ready. And, again, right now they're trying to get that installed and get it soaked in by the players.
Well, you know, in that, you talk about, you know, the prep time. They've played Jacksonville State twice this year. You know, like you said, they're 1-1. But some points, you know, with this, the preparation, the lack of preparation, Chip, you just got to go out and play basketball. Go ahead and play your game and hopefully get it done that way. I know there's not a lot of time to sit around and think, oh, we got to do this and do that. But at some point, just go out and play, right?
You got to go defend and rebound and you know, and shoot the basketball. And you know, Coach McDevitt, you know, yesterday on our pregame show, you know, he talked about stealing a line from Pat Riley. He goes, no rebounds, no rings. And that's one thing they had to do last night. They got 44 rebounds in the game against Louisiana Tech last night, and they're going to have to do that again today, because Jacksonville State is a team that really relies on offensive rebounding and you know, and getting second shots. So rebounds and defense can travel, and as far as, you know, when it comes to, you know, scoring points, you just go out there and you hoop at this time of year, like you said.
Yeah, who's on the other side of the bracket, Chip?
You've got Liberty and Kennesaw State. Kennesaw has the two great guards, and Liberty ended up winning the regular season championship, so that'll be at 11:30 today, and then Middle at 2 o'clock, and then tonight at 8 o'clock, the Lady Raiders take on Western Kentucky in the semifinals of the women's draw, so they're looking to repeat their championship from a year ago, and it doesn't take long to get focused on your arch rival, Western Kentucky.
No, it does not. Well, Chip, we'll be listening. We'll be watching and pulling for both the men's and women's team to keep advancing and listening to your call as well. Thanks so much for doing this today, and have a good call.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Absolutely. Chip Walters, voice of the Blue Raiders, joining us here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. And, again, Middle Tennessee State will take on Jacksonville State coming up today, 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock tip on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 95.1 Totally Hits, Totally Murfreesboro, where you can listen to the Blue Raiders. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.